Do you want God to be up in heaven watching for every little thing that you do wrong and ready to just cloud up and rain on you and give you the maximum punishment? Or would you rather that God was a little more lenient and understanding and forgiving with you? Think about that. How do you want God to treat you? Because even if you were to commit a crime today under our earthly justice system and go to a courtroom, there's not just one penalty laid out for that crime. There's a range. You know, people will commit a crime and then there'll be a range of punishment. Maybe that crime carries with it 6 months to 5 years. That's a pretty big difference, isn't it? Going to prison for 6 months versus 5 years. So what is that going to be based on? It's going to be based on the judge's own discernment or the jury's own discernment. And that allows some room for there to be different varying degrees of punishment based on the severity of the crime, based on the circumstances, based on the situation. It provides that human element of judgment where there's a range of punishment that's given. Now think about this. If I were in my home, and let's say my kids have been really rebellious and disrespectful, I might get to the point where I've had enough and I have it in for them. And I'm watching them and I'm just ready for any little mistake that they make, I'm ready to come down on them. Other times when the kids are being good and I'm in a better mood, I'm going to be more lenient and not worry so much about the little things. Because let's face it, if I were to just expect perfection from my children and be ready at any little slip up, any little mistake, I'm just going to come down on them, okay, then they're going to be just constantly getting spanked because nobody's perfect. And think about it. If God is up in heaven just looking for every time that you just think a bad thought or do the smallest little thing, he'd be coming down on you pretty hard every single day. I mean, if he was really just marking every single mistake that you make. Does everybody understand? As opposed to when you're in good standing with your parents, they're not going to come down on you that hard. They're not going to be looking for every little thing. If you're in good standing with the Lord, he's going to be more gracious, but he's going to be more lenient with you. He's going to be more forgiving when you make mistakes and when you confess your sins to him than someone who won't confess their sins, someone who's just brazenly living wrong and doesn't care as a Christian is going to get a lot more severe of a punishment. It'd be like, for example, let's say when you're driving down the road and the speed limit is 45 miles an hour. You're probably going 46, 47, 48, 40. You're probably going 51, 52, because you kind of know that you have to go 10 over before the police really get on you. So you usually, you know, if it's 45, you go 50. If it's 65, you go 70. Who drives that way? About five above? Yeah, the entire building. Yeah, exactly. So the point is, you know that that leniency is there. What if all of a sudden there were just a device in your car that were installed by the government where every time you go 1 mile above this, just like a ticket just prints out? I mean, you're in a 35 zone, you go 36, it's just like, whoa, what in the world, $150? You know, or you just barely roll through a stop sign, and this computer can know that. This computer can tell that you rolled through that stop sign. Just like, ran a stop sign because you did the California stop. What I'm saying is that if anybody were that strict with it, you know, we'd all be getting tickets every single day. If your parents were that strict, you'd be getting, but just like it's happening right now back there. Somebody's not in good standing. And what I'm saying is that we don't want God, because God knows all. I mean, God would be even more accurate than that device in your car. I mean, God knows every thought. God knows every action that you do. He really does have that much knowledge about you. Do you want God to be just up in heaven saying, you know, every mistake you make, every sin you commit, every time you slip up, every time you fail to do that which is right, every time you do something that's wrong, I'm going to be there to come down on you with the maximum chastening and the maximum punishment. I mean, who wants to live their life like that before God? But here's the thing. If that's how you are with other people, that's how God's going to be with you. And if you're a person who's very forgiving of other people, And when people do wrong and they're sorry about it, then you are very gracious with them. You forgive and forget. You love that person. You give people a lot of latitude. And you're like Jesus who said, you know, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Or like Stephen who said, Lord, let not this sin be laid to their charge, as people were killing him. These are people who are going to get great forgiveness from God also. Because God is going to treat you in regard to forgiveness the way that you treat other people. That's what the Bible says. I mean, right there it says, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. That's a great promise. That means if I go through life forgiving people, that means if I wake up every morning and give everybody a fresh start and I'm not holding grudges against people from the past, that means if I give my wife a fresh start, my kids a fresh start, my friends at church a fresh start, my friends at work a fresh start, and I'm a forgiving person, and things that people did wrong to me 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, I've just completely forgotten about. You know what that tells me? That's how God's going to treat me.